Heed the daughter of night. They're on the run, probably already plotting how to get back in business. Lady's fingers probed her waistline, then felt for a left sleeve that didn't exist. She had no place to hide a strangling cloth while wearing armor. Her expression of surprise left her looking totally goofy. This sort of thing did not happen to her. Soulcatcher, although farther away than Longo and his torch, heard me just fine. She made an inarticulate sound that had to be rage, began to flop on her litter. She seemed to be in awfully good shape for somebody who'd been tied and gagged for 3 days. I said, "I think the mother of deceivers pulled a fast one." I thought I would shut my mouth for a while. Croker was so angry he was shaking. Lady handled it better. After a long, exasperated sigh, directed at no one in particular, she crouched and peered through the crack again. I bent over. There was a hint of reddish light beyond her. She said, "He's mocked now. He can be found. I'll handle that when we get back to camp. This time I'll take your advice." She shook her head suddenly, violently, as though trying to clear it.
"She is insidious."
I didn't think she could do that to me. "Come on." She ducked through the gap in the wall.
"Here, take this."
Bucket shoved the standard into my hands. I had sort of pretended not to notice him carrying it.
"Where the hell have you been anyway?"
"I overslept." Croker went through behind Lady. A couple other guys were thinking about going. Nobody was in a hurry, though, so I shoved the head of the standard into the hole and started after it. Croker had a little trouble. He was a big man. I had more trouble than he did because I went into the crack with a long pole. Tide grabbed the standard from behind about the same time Croker got a hold of the other end. One pulled one way and the other pushed the other, and I got squished in the middle. After I yelled some and dragged my ass on through and got the damn standard back under control, I took the opportunity to look around. It was very dark in there, except for the glow from a crack in the floor about a half mile away. Death is eternity. Eternity is stone.
"Stone is silent," Lady said. "It is immortality of a sort."
The earth twitched. From up ahead came the scream of stone moving on stone. A hulking darkness above the reddish light leak heaved. Men coming through the crack behind us forced us first three forward. Longo finally arrived with the torch. It didn't do much to relieve the darkness, but did show us where we were putting our feet. One Eye says we're walking into a trap, boss. I began telling him and Lady about my latest night of ghost walking. "Whose trap is it?" Croker demanded after a while. "That might be critical." I said, "I didn't have a chance to talk it over with the little shit." Lady said,
"It's my sister's trap.
Have the men drag her in here. I'll stop listening to me and start taking your advice. She can stay right here when we go back." I nodded, as though that plan excited me. Far be it from me to remind her that she had killed Soulcatcher before. Croker raised an eyebrow in my direction but said nothing otherwise. He had a peace to maintain. "Get them all in here," Lady ordered. There were times when she was something more than the lieutenant. They banged Catcher around good, dragging her through the crack, but the bitch kept right on smiling behind her gag. That was unnerving, which is why she did it, I guess. Logically, she ought to be starved, thirsty, literally.